Hi, and welcome to Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm Jay Thomas, and, well, I'm glad to have back one of my favorite Talk to the Expert guests. A couple of people that we're going to talk to today. The first one is Catherine Strutt. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Jay.
Catherine is the General Manager of Saskatchewan Pension Plan, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We've got Paul Jasper. He's going to come in a little bit in the second half of the show. He's a board member and a chartered professional accountant, has quite a bit to do with the pension plan as well, but we're glad to have Catherine back in here. So, okay, let's start with this. I hear you've got some pretty good news.
We sure do, Jay. It's really good news for our members. We just received approval to increase our contribution limit to $6,000. That was effective January 29th, and that the limit will be indexed starting in 2019 and going forward. So members can use this increased limit for the 2017 tax year if they so wish. And it's great news for all of our members, especially those who are able and want to contribute more, and also for employers who want to match their employee contributions in a more meaningful way.
Now, we're going to delve into all of what you talked about kind of a little bit coming up here. But let's start with this. If nobody's heard of Saskatchewan Pension Plan, and we hope that's not the case, but let's talk about Saskatchewan Pension Plan's history a little bit and then where things have come to today.
You bet. So the plan started in 1986 as a way to help people save for their retirement, especially those who didn't have access to a workplace pension. The idea was to give people access to a high-quality investment at a low price. It's available to anybody between the ages of 18 and 71, no matter where they live or work. And it's grown to be the 21st largest defined contribution plan in Canada.
That's incredible. Wow. That is, I mean, there must be hundreds and hundreds of pension plans. So to be 21 is a pretty good record.
Yes, it is.
Right on.
It's a Made in Saskatchewan success story.
Now, one of the reasons we've got you here on the show today on Talk to the Experts is we all know that tax season is coming up, and there's also going to be a deadline for RRSPs. We'll talk about that. We're in the midst of the RRSP season in a whole. You were talking off air with me. This is kind of one of the busiest times of year for you guys. So how are things going, and what else is new?
Well, it's going really well. We're really busy. And a new initiative that we have just launched to give members secure online access to their account information and their tax slips is called MySPP. And members can sign up for that through our website. The details are included with their most recent newsletter, or they can go to our website to find out more. They'll be able to check their account balances, personal information, print out tax receipts, account statements, and T4As. And I encourage members to check out our website. The sign up button is on the homepage at the top right, and they'll need their latest statement information if contributing or pension payments if retired. And they can always call our office anytime during regular office hours, and we'll be happy to help them out.
That website?
Saskpension.com.
Great. Okay, so that's where you should go. And that's, of course, if you're already a part of the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, you want to get online access, secure online access, that's the way to do it, is through the website, which is a great new option. That's fantastic. We're going to kind of delve a little bit into what Saskatchewan Pension Plan is all about. So I know this is a voluntary retirement savings plan. What makes it a little different from some of the other products that are out there?
Well, we call ourselves a pure pension plan. So people put money in, they use it for retirement. It's all voluntary, so their contributions, you don't have to contribute each and every year. But the more you contribute, the more you end up at the end of the day. It follows you no matter where you live or work. And so that means if you switch employers, it follows you. If you go in or out of the workforce, it's still part of your retirement savings plan. And so that, to me, that's the biggest difference. Also, by pooling all the investments or pooling all the money for investment purposes, we offer everybody access to really top-line managers at a very low fee. So we had a 9.7% return last year after expenses, and our expense ratio was 0.83%.
Wow. And I mean, Paul's going to dive into this more with us in the second half of the show, but what those numbers mean and a bit more about how things get invested, some of those details. But what I love really about it is that the voluntary part I find really attractive because, you know, life happens, and sometimes 1 month comes around and maybe, oh, I don't know, the washer and dryer decide to take a hike, and you need some money for that, right? And so you can choose to pause contributions, start, stop anytime you like. And that reflects real life, right?
Right. And also, it's all your contributions are part of your available RSP room. So that means that as you get a raise at work, you can increase your contributions. Not just stop and start, you can increase. You can make lump sum payments, and especially for people right now that are looking to maybe increase to up to that $6,000 that they're able to for 2017, they can increase that right now. They don't have to wait.
Okay. What is that up from? What was it before?
The old limit was $2,500, and now it's $6,000.
Wow.
But it's all based on your available RSP room.
Of course, right. You still have a cap based on that room.
Exactly.
But that's a huge increase.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so in 1986, it started at $600, then it's gone to $2,500, and now to $6,000.
Very cool. Okay, how does Saskatchewan Pension Plan fit into retirement savings? We know that there are many ways to save for retirement for Saskatchewan people. So talk about that for us.
You bet. So we think SPP is really simple to use and easy to understand. It'll help people have some extra cash in their retirement. It helps them to keep their retirement options open. The easiest way to contribute is to set up an automatic payroll deduction or automatic debit from their account.
Mm-hmm.
We really prescribe to pay yourself first. If you don't see it, you don't miss it. So payroll deductions are probably the easiest way. But the more you save, the more you'll have at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly it. Now, there's another option with this, and this is one of the other things that makes Saskatchewan Pension Plan so unique, is that you will work with employers as well.
For a lot of employers, it can be expensive to set up a registered pension plan. So, but they can offer the Saskatchewan Pension Plan as part of their benefit package. We handle all the administration at our office. It operates exactly the same way as an individual plan does. But the employer can then do payroll deductions. They can match. They can do all sorts of things for their employees. And then they know that the money is in the employee's account and it follows them. They have to use it for retirement.
That's right. And the employer can choose to contribute and add to their employees' benefits or not. Let them save up on their own and just be the sort of the provider, the channel through which it happens, right?
Exactly. And we hear from a lot of our employers that it's a great way to both retain and attract employees, because for a lot of smaller businesses, pension plans might not be part of their benefit package. And here they can offer it in a really simple and easy manner. And it just is a really valued benefit from employees.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked about how much you contribute, $6,000 now, as long as you have RRSP room, which of course is the key part there. But big question is, where can you contribute? How do you go about doing this?
Well, you can do it in a lot of different ways. So you can contribute online through internet banking. You can create an automatic debit from your account that we set up for you. You can go online and pay by credit card or call our office and do credit card. For people that are in the Saskatoon area, we have a kiosk at Centre Mall, and they can pick up information or make their contributions there as well.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of ways to be able to do that. Now, in terms of getting set up, just what does it take to become a member of the Saskatchewan Pension Plan?
If you go to our website at mm-hmm. saspension.com, there is a Become a Member button, and you click that, you start the process. It's really easy. We need you to sign an application form, send us a proof of age, and you can get started right away.
And that's it.
That's it.
And the whole gang at the office in Kindersley takes care of the rest.
We certainly do.
That's the part I like. When you call the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, you want to know more. You're just calling their office with the phone number. You're going to get real people that are in Saskatchewan to talk to you on the other end of the phone. That's a good part. And of course, those same people are right behind their website, saspension.com, right? Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. And then we've got Paul Jasper, who's going to come in. He's, again, a board member, a chartered professional accountant with Saskatchewan Pension Plan. He's going to talk a little bit about how the fees work for some of the investing that they do and how that's all set up and how wise it really is. So we'll be back in just a second with Paul. You're listening to Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.